Hola.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 22 today, Mbombela 22 as well, and Pretoria 24. Making headlines on the Sunday newspapers this morning, a former member of the MK party, Lennox Ntsordu, spoke to News 24 alleging that the MK party forged signatures in order to register for the elections at the IEC. So according to the media house, Ntsordu opened a criminal case at the Western Cape Police. Staying with the party, it announced the expulsion of five members yesterday, including Jabulani Khumalo, who was instrumental in the registration of the party. Now, these changes to the leadership follow the redeployment of four other key members, including former National Youth League coordinator Bonginkosi Kanyile earlier this month. The party warned members to remain disciplined. Masichaba Sefularo reports.
Jabulani Khumalo, Ray Khumalo, Peggy Manzini, Lebo Moepeng, and Rochelle Davidson have been shown the door by the MK party. The party, which has been made popular by its leader, former President Jacob Zuma, says the move followed a meeting by its national leadership core on alleged attempts by external forces to destabilize the party. The expulsions were announced on the back of the publication of the electoral court's reasons for its decision to clear Zuma's candidacy in the upcoming general election. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And Freedom Day celebrations still making headlines and grabbing attention. Rise Mzansi leader Songezo Zibi calls on South Africans to vote for leaders who will work to ensure that all citizens have true freedom, not what he describes as the ruling party's oppressive regime. He spoke during the party's Freedom Day commemorations at the Hector Peterson Museum in Soweto yesterday.
The question we have to ask is whether our education system is producing the kind of outcomes and opportunities that give young people and adults the future that they deserve. And if the answer is no, then we are not free.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has granted former leader of the Pan-African Congress, Dr. Motsoko Peko, a special official funeral, prompting this response from Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi during yesterday's Freedom Day celebrations.
An outstanding freedom fighter, academic, theologian, Professor Motsoko Peko. We thank you, President, for granting this solid Pan-Africanist a special funeral.
Peko died last Friday at the age of 93. And moving abroad, a volcano in eastern Indonesia erupted in the early hours of this morning, spewing an ash tower of about 3.5 kilometers into the sky and prompting officials to warn people to keep away. So Mount Ibu, located on the island of Halmahera in the North Maluku province, erupted at about 12:37 a.m. and sent a thick column of dark smoke and ash west of the peak, and this eruption lasted more than three times. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 9.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
This station rocks.